chosen to put his name in any denomination. I want the scripture for it if it is. I know they claim he has, but he hasn't. He cannot put his name in many places because he said he put his name in one place. And that one place, each one of our denominations won't say they are that place, but it's contrary. But where did he put his name? Now, and what is his name first? We'll have to find what God's name is before we can find what it is he's putting in the place. Now we find out that he had many titles. He was called Father, which is a title. And he was called Son, which is a title. He was called Holy Ghost, which is a title. He's called Rose of Sharon, which is a title. Lily of the Valley, a title. Morning Star, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha. Seven different compound redemptive names, but all of them were titles. None of them were names. But he has a name. When he met Moses, he had not a name yet. And he told Moses, I am that I am. And when we see Jesus on earth speaking in Hebrews the 6th chapter, I beg your pardon, St. John the 6th chapter, he said, I am that I am. They said, well, you're a man out over 50 years old and say that you've seen Abraham. He said, before Abraham was, I am. Amen. And I am was the one, the burning bush, the pillar of fire that was in the burning bush back in the days of Moses. I am the I am. And now we find out that Jesus said also, I came in my Father's name, and you receive me not. Then the name of the Father must be Jesus.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
The name of the Father is Jesus, because Jesus said, I carry my Father's name. I come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. Then his name was Jesus. And Gabriel called him Jesus. The prophets called him Jesus. And he was absolutely Jesus. Before his birth, even the holy prophet called his name Emmanuel, which is God with us.
Amen.
Then God was manifested in the flesh in order to take away the sin of the world. And in doing so, he was given the name of Jesus. So Jesus is the name.
Amen.
And the name was placed in a man, not a church,
Amen.
Not a denomination,
Amen.
Not a creed, but a man.
Amen.
He chose to place his name in Jesus Christ. Now we find out that then he becomes the place of God's worship, where you worship him. Ever before he was even born, his name was called Jesus. It was so important. It's given to his mother by the angel Gabriel that his name would be called Jesus. Son of God, what he was. There, we have it then. This is it. Alone. It is for him alone, God's chosen place of worship. God's place chose, God chose to meet man was not in a church, not in a denomination, not in a creed, but in Christ.
Amen.
That's the only place that God will meet a man and he can worship God is in Christ.
Amen.
That's the only place.